In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, our regularly scheduled guest hasn't shown up, so it's going to be open lines, and we are going to need you to call in at 877-254-7524. Something you'd like to talk about? Give us a call, 877-254-7524, and we'd love to hear from you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, since we have nothing specific to talk about, I thought I would discuss a little about the coming war. Now, if you have been listening to Romney, his talk, he keeps talking about how America certainly is going to have to remain very, very strong, and we're going to have to increase military spending, and we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to be more or less the policeman of the world. After all, we believe in freedom. That's why we've got to go around the world bringing freedom. But look at the sort of freedom we bring to the people of Saudi Arabia, where we keep this tyrannical regime in power. But we have people installed in countries all throughout the world. I mean, we have financed communist China going back to the days of Richard Nixon. Actually, of course, the reason that the communists took over in China was because in 1949, the American State Department turned China over to the communists. They did that simply by putting an arms embargo on General Chiang Kai-shek, so he couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. Even the weapons he'd already purchased, which were on Okinawa, he'd purchased with his own money, government, nationalist Chinese money. We put an embargo on them, so they didn't have any weapons. The Chinese communists did not win the Revolutionary War. It's simply that the nationalists had nothing to fight with, and they eventually had to retreat to Taiwan thanks to the American State Department. We brought communism to China intentionally and purposely, as we brought communism to Eastern Europe, because communism has been financed since its inception back in 1917 from America. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it and reread it and read it again. We financed communism because you needed an enemy. And then when you had an enemy, you could say to the American people, well, we're going to have an income tax. We're going to have all sorts of intelligence agencies to protect you from against those wicked communists, of course, who we'd financed from the beginning, so that the American people, gullible as they were, will go right along with this move towards the all-powerful government to protect us from the enemy that has been created by the invisible government. And we have an invisible government. It was the Council on Foreign Relations organized in America in 1921, and then, of course, it was replaced in 1973 by the Trilateral Commission. The CFR is still there. It's very powerful. It has a tremendous influence. It's an anti-American subversive organization dedicated to globalism. It has 4,000 members or more, but the Trilateral Commission only has 87 members in North America, and yet, of course, when Barack Obama became president, 11 of those 87 people held the key positions in his administration and controlled the State Department. Then, as they have ever since the time of the Second World War, and of course it was the basically these people in the globalists in the State Department who turned China and Eastern Europe over to the communists at that time. Well, basically, then, what does that have to do with what's going on today? Well, very simply, we are funding this world terrorist movement. Once again, we need an enemy. We need an enemy for the Second World War. That's why American corporations and the American banks funded the Nazis starting in 1933. And you want the background and documentation of that, the books, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, by Professor Sutton. That's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton. America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan by Dennis Cuddy. They're all available from Radio Liberty, and including the letter, I will be glad to send you a copy of it, from William Dodd to Colonel House in 1936, asking why 100 American corporations were in Germany building the weapons for the German army. And William Dodd was saying, nobody here wants another war. Why are they building up Germany in preparation for another war? They can't even make a profit. They have exchange controls. They can't get any money out of the country. But the American people can't believe that we financed the Nazis before and during the war while they were building the weapons that were to be to kill our boys any more than they can find it in their minds today to realize that we are funding the Muslim Brotherhood and we are certainly overthrowing the governments in North Africa and in the Middle East in preparation for a war with the Muslim world. An organized effort in America to tell us how terrible Sharia law is. No question, Sharia law is terrible. But it had really more or less faded away with the fall of the Ottoman Empire following the Second World War. Yes, the Muslims went to church, but very few of them really believed in this. It's simply the way this society was structured. The Muslims live in Muslim countries, just as Christians live in a Christian country. But, of course, the Muslim faith was really not the center of law of life. Jihad, these radical Muslims' belief existed only in Saudi Arabia, funded and kept in power by the United States. That was the Wahhabi religion. But there was then the small Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, which we financed. The Muslim Brotherhood's been financed by the CIA since the end of the Second World War. And if you haven't read the book, The Devil's Game, The Devil's Game, we carry it. Why? Because you must understand we financed the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for the coming war. Everything is long-range planning. And that is really what's so incredible about what's going on. I mean, America has massive oil supplies. It's always had massive oil supplies. Lindsay Williams wrote the book, The Energy Non-Crisis, back in 1980, pointing out that we had the largest oil supplies anywhere in the world, yet we were never allowed to exploit them. No, we had to, of course, help fund Saudi Arabia. Of course, we didn't get a great deal of oil from Saudi Arabia, but that went to Europe. Our oil came primarily from certainly Mexico and Canada. But we kept the Saudi dictatorship in power. Why? Because they were funding al-Qaeda. They were funding the terrorists. 15 of the 18 terrorists who attacked America on September 17th were Saudi Arabians, and so we went to war with al-Qaeda. Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give me a call. It's open.
You have a clear choice between two very different visions for the future. With Barack Obama, you're looking at more of what got us into this mess. Mitt Romney offers a real plan to get America moving in the right direction again.
Let me tell you how I'll create 12 million jobs when President Obama couldn't. First, my energy independence policy means more than 3 million new jobs, many of them in manufacturing. My tax reform plan to lower rates for the middle class and for small business creates 7 million more. And expanding trade, cracking down on China, and improving job training takes us to over 12 million new jobs.
Mitt Romney will do what Barack Obama couldn't. It's clear we simply can't afford four more years of Barack Obama.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013. Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Well, there. And our telephone number is 77254-7524. It's open lines 877-254-7524. And let me suggest, if you enjoy the programming on this station, that you write to the FCC and tell them that. And mention the station's call letters and tell them you think they do a great job. Because believe me, the people who want to suppress information and want to, do not want you to hear the truth will be writing in to tell you that to say that this is not a good station. Well, if you think this is a good station, you think you're getting information that is important, you write to the FCC and you tell them that. This is my opinion, but I've seen this before, and Sydney, I believe this station serves a very useful purpose in getting the information out that is censored by the majority of the media. Well, Sydney, at this point, I certainly want to mention what I was talking about before. This whole radical movement, Muslim movement, is being funded by our CIA, by the Saudis, and by certainly by British intelligence. And why would the Saudis fund this? Well, of course, it's Wahhabi. They are Wahhabi religions. And, of course, the background of the Muslim Brotherhood is with the Wahhabi religion and this desire for jihad. But why would we fund this? Why, very, very simple. Why, we need an enemy if we're going to have a war, and we're going to have a war with the Muslim world. How do I know that? Well, I've read the scriptures, and if you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, and of course you understand the names of the countries that are named there, you can see them all lining up today in preparation for the coming war with Israel. And America is going to be involved in that war, but America is not discussed in prophecy as such, unless perhaps it's that reference to Alas, Babylon, the mother of harlots, which was destroyed in a day. And the merchants of the world wept because now there was no one to sell their goods to. Who is the largest consumer of goods in the world today? America. And, of course, basically, our GDP is three times as large as the second largest nation, which is today China. But we are the largest consumer. We buy things from all over the world. And believe me, when America is destroyed, why, the merchants of the world will weep. And now, am I absolutely certain that America is Babylon in the Bible? No, I'm not. But everything I've read makes me believe that. And I believe God is going to bring his vengeance upon this country, because this country is the center of immorality in the world. We are pushing an immoral agenda through our media, through our entertainment, and we're sending it throughout the world, corrupting all nations. And why are we doing that? Why? Because, of course, our government is controlled by evil and wicked people. We have an invisible government. We have an invisible government. And that invisible government, made up of the trilateralists and the leaders of the CFR, are globalists. Their loyalty is not to America or freedom, but to this idea of a one-world, immoral government with the uniting of all religions into one and the destruction of Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, why they do not teach morality in schools today. They teach our young people, you make the decisions as to what's right and wrong. You decide what should you want to do. And that's your decision, ladies and gentlemen. What young person can make a proper moral decision? You need to know that God is watching. You need to know that God, you must obey God. And if you don't, you're going to be in real trouble. And the mistakes you make will haunt you the rest of your life. Furthermore, they need to know that God, although he loves people, he brings punishment on people, yes, and upon nations that turn against him. And America has turned against God, and that's why I believe, of course, America is not mentioned in Scripture in the final times, and yet we can see, if you read Ezekiel 38, 39, the list of the countries which are to move against Israel, and just look and see them lining up today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But of course, basically, we're specifically involved in the toppling of the government in Egypt. If you believe Arab Spring, if you believe all of this, these things, revolts, nation after nation, certainly being overthrown and installing a new government under the Muslim Brotherhood. If you believe, of course, this just happened democratically by accident, you're incredibly naive. You've been watching too much television. This whole Arab Spring has nothing to do with bringing to democracy. It has to do with uniting the Muslim world under the Muslim Brotherhood, of which, of course, will eventually come into conflict with the United States. We're doing everything we can now, pouring money over there, creating, of course, arming the people in preparation for the coming war. Why would you do that? Well, you've got to have an armed enemy if you're going to have a war. Look and see how we arm the communists, both the Chinese and the Russians. You know, ever since the Russian Revolution in 17 and the Communist Revolution in China in 1949, and then, of course, when Russia fell, the communism fell in 1990. What happened? Immediately, the United States Agency for International Development was over there pouring money into Russia so they could build up their military and so that we could maintain the country, because communism doesn't work. Socialism doesn't work. None of these systems work. And, of course, that's why we had to fund them. We had to finance them because the system would have collapsed otherwise. So, in 1990-1991, USAID, the East Asian Development Bank, all of these U.S. government agencies went over and under one guise or another drilled the oil wells and drilled the natural gas wells that are financing Russia today. Russia could not exist without the fact that they are the largest producer of oil and natural gas in the world. But what nobody will tell you is that happened because of American aid and American financing and American loans and American gifts. And we have, you can go up on my website and read my newsletters, why I document all of this from government documents, but they can't let Americans know that we have financed communism since its inception. We financed the Nazis from 1933 on until the whole system was defeated. And now we are funding the Muslim movement, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, the Muslim Brotherhood, in preparation for another war. But if you doubt that, I want you to go up on the Internet and type in, go to your search engine and type in ISI funds Al-Qaeda Taliban. ISI funds Al-Qaeda Taliban. This is on your computer. You go to your search engine, type that in, and you're going to find out that that the ISI, which is Pakistani intelligence, is funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Then go to your search engine and type in CIA funds ISI, or Pakistani intelligence. You'll find the CIA is funding ISI. Why are we funding the people who are funding the Taliban and Al-Qaeda who we're fighting? Very simply, if you didn't have an enemy, you couldn't have a war. Where do you think the money is coming from Al-Qaeda and Taliban to maintain that you don't suddenly have just a few people running around with automatic weapons and ammunition? And, I mean, where do they get their food? Where do they get their ammunition? Where do they get the weapons? They're financed. Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are being systematically financed, and they're being financed both by Saudi Arabia and, of course, by the CIA, which, with its black budget, is largely from drugs. The CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs in the entire world. They work very closely with the Mexican cartels distributing drugs. They need that money to finance certainly the World Muslim Brotherhood and, of course, dictators throughout the world who we've installed. And this regular CIA budget certainly doesn't maintain all these dictators we're keeping in power. They're constantly getting infusions of the money from the CIA under their black budget. And you can read about this. Fortunately, there are all sorts of articles on the CIA and their black budget up on the Internet. Get the information. Find out. Get it out to others and help get people informed. Well, my telephone number is 877-254-7524. When is this war with the Muslim world coming? I can't tell you exactly how this fits in with the coming conflict between Iran and Israel. I don't know, but this is all engineered. Where did the Iranian government come from? How did the mullahs take power in Iran? Because they're not that popular with the average Iranian. Why we install them, ladies and gentlemen? Have you forgotten we toppled the democratically elected government of Iran in 1953? A fellow named Mossadegh was a gentleman in charge of, he was elected. He was a moderate Iranian, a very learned individual. He was elected by the people, and we went over there, and the CIA toppled him. And you can read about that in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, The History of the World in Our Time. In fact, the man who was instrumental was a man named Colonel Schwarzenegger, Schwarzkopf, Colonel Schwarzkopf. Who was Colonel Schwarzkopf? Why, he was a retired police officer in the United States. He had a son. His name was General Schwarzkopf, who headed the American forces during the first Gulf War. And, because they use families from generation to generation to push their agendas. Well, Colonel Schwarzkopf, according to Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time, helped finance the overthrow of Mossadegh. We brought then the Shah to power. We kept him in power in 1979. We toppled the Shah of Iran in 1979, and we brought the mullahs to power. Ayatollah Khomeini had been living in Paris for many years under CIA auspices, and the CIA flew Khomeini from Paris to Sydney, to Iran, to Tehran, to take over control of the government. And basically, most of what you think about the events that followed just aren't true. How do I know they're not true? Well, I had the opportunity to talk to three different people personally. And I don't know why I've had this opportunity, but there are three people I've talked to who've given me an entirely different impression of the events that followed of the takeover. Certainly has to do with the Iranian hostage crisis, has to do with the election of Ronald Reagan. One of the men I talked to, Andrew Sullivan. He was the American ambassador to Andrew H. Sullivan. I think I'm getting a little elderly at 83, but he was the American ambassador to Iran during the first hostage crisis. There were two hostage crises. There was the Andrew H. Sullivan, the first hostage crisis occurred, and then, of course, the hostages in the American embassy were released, and then there was a second hostage crisis, which went on for many, many months. Well, basically, Sullivan, I interviewed him back at the American Assembly. It was a place at Columbia University, and he retired from the State Department at that time. And he gave me an hour. I planned to bring back a film crew and interview him. But, when I took the film crew to New York, why, he wasn't available. I wish we had this film interview on tape, because it was one of the most fascinating interviews I ever had. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a friend of David Rockefeller, but he was not a bad man at all. I think he was really very sincere. Hey, we need your calls, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people, because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013. Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Darcy, here I started to tell you some story about my interview with Ambassador William H. Sullivan. William H. Sullivan, and I did this in 1980 at the American Assembly, which is a think tank at Columbia University in New York City. But how Cindy, we have a guest on the line. I want to get to him. The one thing I wanted to tell you about that interview with Sullivan, well, he had been the American ambassador to Laos during the Vietnam War. And I'll tell you later what he told me about Iran, because he then went from Laos to Iran as ambassador. But as he told me, he was ambassador to Laos during the Vietnam War, and he said, I never understood why we didn't win that war. We could have won it in 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. I was told exactly the same thing by a four-star Marine General, Lew Walt, who became a very good friend of ours. And we could have won the war at any time. Instead, we fought a no-win war for 10 years. Why? A great diversion, ladies and gentlemen, a great diversion so they could bring in the great society as we move from a free society into a socialist society, into totalitarian society. And all those boys who fought and bled and suffered and died were never fighting communism or fighting for freedom. We could have won the war in 6 weeks, said Ambassador Sullivan, personally told me, as did four-star Marine General Lewis Walt. Well, our guest this morning is Dr. Greenberg, and Dr. Greenberg is working with oral chelation. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that we're being poisoned with aluminum, with lead, with mercury, with fluoride. We need to get these metals and other metals and other products out of our system, because these suppress our immune system. They create all sorts of physical problems, and we are increasingly being exposed to them. Dr. Greenberg, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
I want you to just pick up the story, and you tell why chelation is important, and you do have a product. You have kits to tell people how to tell whether they have these metals, and then how to get rid of them. I'll be quiet, and you just go ahead and tell the story.
Well, I have been a very busy practitioner of neurology and psychiatry for many years, and a little over 20 years ago, I got very interested in heavy metal toxicity. It came about because I started asking myself, well, why are all these people sick? And I decided I would do a hair analysis for heavy metals on every patient in my practice. Well, I was shocked at the results, because 80% of the people in my practice, regardless of their diagnosis, and these things included everything from multiple sclerosis to migraine headaches to depression to ADHD, 80% of these people had metal poisoning. And I just was unaware of this, because we had never been taught anything like this in medical school. Well, initially, I knew these people had to be treated, so I sent them to the university hospital to get treated. And they were sent back to me, and they said, well, we don't treat people like this. So I realized that I had to learn to do this myself. Well, when I started out, I had a lot of people who had chemical sensitivities and chronic fatigue. And I found that if I used the normal chelation chemicals like DMPS and DMSA, that the patients got very sick from it. So I realized that I would have to find natural substances to detoxify people. Well, this started off as a very long quest, because there wasn't a lot written about natural detoxification in those days. Eventually, I got sick myself, and I developed 15 different diseases, everything from chronic fatigue to irritable bowel syndrome to heart disease. I had atrial fibrillation and angina, and I was in terrible shape. And I realized that my immune system was affected, and if I didn't do something, I was going to die. So I saw a number of different doctors, and they all told me that basically all they could do was give me some symptomatic support because I was getting old. Well, that didn't seem right to me. Eventually, I did a hair analysis on myself, and I found that I had mercury, lead, and aluminum poisoning. Well, this led to my developing a natural regimen for detoxifying all these heavy metals, and we came to eventually to call it Killer-X. The Killer-X worked much better than I expected it to, but I noticed that some people were able to detoxify much more rapidly than other people, and this led me on another quest. Why were some people able to detoxify their bodies much faster than others? Well, the answer to that was because many people had not just metal poisoning, but they had multiple problems. One of the problems is that mercury and lead and other heavy metals actually affect the body profoundly in several ways. They actually affect your ability to absorb nutrients, particularly essential minerals. They actually adversely affect the thyroid gland. They can actually cause problems with glutathione depletion. They can affect the adrenal gland. And many of the patients had vitamin deficiencies as well, particularly vitamin D deficiency. What I found was that if I addressed all these various problems that people had, the vitamin deficiencies, the thyroid problems, the ability to detoxify was markedly enhanced, so that the whole regimen that I had worked out was very successful. And the interesting thing is that when people are sick, usually if they're seriously ill, they have a lot more than just one problem. So we developed a way of addressing all of these problems. One of the things that we found was that many of these issues will show up on the hair analysis. And we started using a new way of evaluating hair tests, and it proved enormously successful. So at this point in time, we don't just sell Killer-X to people. We actually...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Greenberg talking about the toxins that are devastating our population.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Federal Communications Act of 1934, Equal Time Rule, subsection 315A, stipulates and specifies that U.S. radio and television broadcast stations must provide an equivalent opportunity to any opposing political candidate who requests it. This means, for example, that if a station gives 1 minute to a candidate on prime time, it must do the same for another candidate. Provision B requires that broadcasters offer the time to candidates at the same rate as their most favored advertisers.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Dr. Greenberg, who's talking to us about certainly of the myriad of patients he saw who had these bizarre symptoms, but they all, many of them, tied into this complex of certainly metal toxicity. And ladies and gentlemen, most people have no idea how prevalent this is, after all. I mean, they put mercury into our dental fillings. It leaches out. They know that. And, of course, mercury, there's no safe level of mercury. Dental fillings are toxic before they're put in. They have to be handled as toxic substances. When they're taken out, they have to be handled as toxic substances. They put them in your mouth, and you are constantly subjected to mercury. Certainly, we could go into how you get all these other serious poisons into your system. But be that as it may, Dr. Greenberg is pointing out that he's been working on means of trying to get rid of these poisons, which are responsible for so many mental and physical disabilities. Dr. Greenberg, go right ahead with the story.
Well, of course, we know that mercury fillings are very widespread, and they're 50% mercury. And these amalgam fillings release a tremendous amount of mercury. Actually, each filling will release about 5,000 trillion atoms of mercury every day. And that's a tremendous amount of mercury when you really stop and think about it. Now, the mercury does affect every aspect of your metabolism. It affects all the different metabolic pathways that produce energy and that allow your body to detoxify itself and to repair itself. So we find that people who have mercury poisoning and other heavy metal poisonings really are affected at multiple levels. Well, it's very interesting that when you take the temperature of each patient who you see, you find that at least 90% of the people who have a hair analysis have low body temperature. And this means that their thyroid isn't working. It was shown years ago that the temperature of the body is a much more reliable indicator of hypothyroidism than were the blood tests. Now, this is something that isn't widely known, but it's quite true. The body temperature correlates very well with the level of T3, which is the active thyroid hormone. T4, which is thyroxine, is actually a weak thyroid hormone. So that if the body can't convert T4 into T3, a person really will be hypothyroid, even though his blood tests will be normal. So we see millions of people, literally, who are walking around with low body temperature and who have normal thyroid tests and are told that they're perfectly fine. But they're not fine because the fact is that all biochemical reactions in the body are temperature sensitive, and the body is designed to run at 98.6 degrees. If your temperature is 97.5 or 96.8, your body will not be working properly because all the reactions will be slowed down. your body will heal itself slowly. Your body will detoxify itself slowly. So this is a tremendously important issue. We find that it's extremely important to check all these different issues. The issue of thyroid function, the issue of how well is your body actually protecting itself, how well is your body nourishing itself. We see that on hair analysis, one can tell if your thyroid is working, if your adrenal gland is working. We can see if your mineral levels are proper. One of the things that heavy metals do is they interfere with the absorption, transport, and distribution of essential minerals, so that many people will have severe mineral problems as a result of their heavy metal problems. One of the things that is known to occur, which not many people know about either, is that your cells have an electric charge on the cell membrane. And this cell membrane acts as a pump. It pumps in nutrients and it pumps out toxins. Now, if the charge is way too low, then your membrane doesn't function well, your cell membranes. And
Dr. Greenberg, we are running out of time. I would love to get you on some of our other programs. I agree with what you're saying, but I want you to get your website out and telephone number so people would know how to get in touch with you if they would like, and we'll get you on to other programs later.
Well, that's wonderful. I appreciate that. Our website is www.scienceformulas.com. And
one more again, time, the name?
It's scienceformulas.com.
Scienceformulas.com, okay.
Right. And our phone number is 1-800-675-4568. It's 1-800-675-4568.
Okay, go right ahead. And we've got about a minute or so. Go right ahead.
Well, this whole problem with cell voltage is directly associated with the metal poisoning and with the thyroid poisoning and with every other issue that concerns your health. So one of the things that we want to do is get rid of the mercury so we can raise your cell voltage. This allows your body to repair itself properly. It's interesting that when your voltage is too low, your cells actually can't release the toxins and they can't take in the nutrients. So you may be taking lots of vitamins and not getting any better. This is extraordinarily frustrating for people.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so very much and hope to talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herbs.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Cass, here at the American Freedom Network. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to tell you the story. Certainly the story of the Iran hostage crisis. We'll do that some other time. But I did talk to a number of people who were intimately involved with one or another aspect of that story. And you're never going to get the truth through the regular channels because our media is controlled. And the last thing they want is for you to understand what is really happening, who's in charge, or the terrible times that lie ahead. But behind all that are powerful spiritual forces. And if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, you need to get it. It's the talk I gave this last Sunday, but we've given it before, and it's got information in it. And if I could suggest you get the syllabus that goes with that, because it gives you all of the detailed information, as well as many of their documents. And, of course, they tell you exactly what they intend to do. And it certainly will mean the end of America as we've known it. This is a subversive movement made up of men, first of all, whose loyalty is not to the United States, but to the idea of creating a world government. And they are energized, either knowingly or unknowingly, by sinister spiritual forces. My talk, Agenda 21, the covert plan, is vitally important. Of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. Get the information and then learn how to discuss this with other people. Don't try to tell them what's going on. Ask them questions. Questions like, why do we have all those troops over there in Afghanistan and all the contractors, 100,000 of them over in Afghanistan? Well, only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Why would they do that? And people are going to say, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, you're crazy. No, you tell them, go up on the Internet, type in Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Why would Israel release 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier? Why would they do that? There's so many unanswered questions out there. There is an answer, but, of course, the answer is that this is all phony. They have to release the terrorists. If you're going to have a war on terrorism, you have to have terrorists, don't you? And most people are simply victims of this, the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. I hope you go up on the Internet and certainly we'll check out everything I say to make sure I'm telling you the truth. And if you find some times that if there's any question what I've said, let me know. I can always make mistakes. But on most of these things, we've checked them and rechecked them. And the information is valid. And certainly there are so many unanswered questions. Why is the government putting together all these coffins? A half a million coffins that can contain up to four bodies each. Why are they doing that? You can get this information up on the Internet. Actually, of course, Alex Jones shows those to Jesse Ventura on some of Jesse Ventura's programs, and he showed the coffins, and then they suddenly all disappeared. I wonder why. Bob Fletcher did a program with him on Monday evening, I believe. He talked about it. He went down. He saw the coffins. Over half a million of them. Why would the government be storing a half a million coffins, each one that can take four bodies? Why is the government buying up massive amounts of ammunition? Why is the government buying up massive amounts of food, freeze-dried food? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause.